Appendix C. Wesley's Waiting on God for Salvation, excerpts, The Means of Grace.
Wesley discusses what the believer, who is not yet born again, can do while waiting for God to save him. It cannot possibly be conceived that the Word of God should give no direction in so important a point. We have only to consult the oracles of God, inquire what is written there, all who desire the grace of God are to wait for it in the means, which He hath ordained, in using, not in laying them aside. But what are the steps which Scriptures direct us to take, in the working out of our own salvation? The prophet Isaiah gives us a general answer, touching the first steps which we are to take: cease to do evil, learn to do well. If ever you desire that God should work in you that faith whereof cometh both present and eternal salvation, by the grace already given, fly from all sin as from the face of a serpent, carefully avoid every evil word and work, yea, abstain from all appearance of evil. And learn to do well. Be zealous of good works, of works of piety as well as of works of mercy, family prayer, and crying to God in secret. Fast in secret, and your Father that seeth in secret, He will reward you openly. Search the Scriptures, hear them in public, read them in private, and meditate therein. Baptism is an outward sign of an inward grace. I tell the sinner, you must be born again. No, say you, he was born again in baptism. Therefore he cannot be born again now. Alas, what trifling is this! Therefore do not play upon words. He must go through an entire change of heart. If either he or you die without it, your baptism will be so far from profiting you, that it will greatly increase your damnation.